You're getting your apology.
Yeah, like you said, first off, I need to apologize. My previous job before He Who Shall Not Be Named fucked with me to a point where I don't know if I was actually fired or if I quit. I don't know anymore.
What month is it? What year is it? How long has it been? Who are you people? What are we doing here? Who am I? What is
this? I was working. I was working a lot.
They call me the working man.
Yeah, I had almost no time to myself to actually edit, and what time I did have, I didn't want to spend editing.
And that's why we have two episodes. Two episodes that have never seen the light of day.
And we'll probably only see the light of day in clip show form.
Which is a travesty, because our entire Anime Boston coverage and review and conversations about that is all on those episodes.
Yeah.
I still think we should just throw them out there.
And we will.
At least just throw out the Anime Boston. Like, all the extra material we can probably cut and put into those other extra episodes. I think we should just release
Boston.
Just all the Anime Boston material into, like, the next episode after this. If this one even gets to see the light of day and gets finished.
Oh, don't worry.
That's even, you know, I don't even know yet.
I'm actually in the mood to do stuff, so it's gonna see the light of day.
That's good, that's good. That's what he said 7 months ago about the first episode.
Yeah. And I got most of the Anime Boston episode edited, so I might just be able to tack that on to the end of this.
This is true. Stay tuned later on. You may or may not have Anime Boston coverage after this. I know it's been, like 6 months
almost
or so.
Happy. Almost. We got about another 6 months until next Anime Boston.
Fuck, I think next week is 2012 Anime Boston, but hey. You know.
Maybe I should do that.
Oh, God. Just combine it. No. That'll turn into like a 4-hour long podcast. No one's going to give a shit about last year. And we're going to be too hungover from next year.
Yeah, especially if me and Sarah are still going out by then.
I don't even know who that is.
Remember the girl I met at my Boston?
Oh, that story.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you still seeing her at all?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where do you think I was? Remember that weekend where no one could fucking get in touch with me?
No, because I never get in touch with you.
That's true. No one in touch with you.
Exactly.
What the fuck's up with that?
Because I'm sure any time I try to contact you, you'd be like, no, I'm busy, I gotta work or something. Because that's what happens when every time I try to contact any of my so-called friends.
Dude. I am currently a freelance photographer, meaning, for the most part, I'm fucking jobless.
I know.
And that also means I'm penniless.
Well, hey, entertainment can be free. When it's made by these two fine fellows. By the way, there's only two of us here, if you haven't noticed, because I have to pick up the slack for everybody else I'm talking.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that. You bastards better be here for the next ones.
School started up, so Brendan and Tyler are doing their things as seniors now.
Thank God, only 1 year to go for them.
Yep.
Then guess who doesn't have any more connections to Melrose High School? This guy.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't count the teachers, but
yeah.
Even then, they're slowly dropping off.
Yeah, Tice.
Tice is gone, and Chandler's the only one I care about now.
Yeah.
And even then, there might be only the years.
And unless he ends up going the way of a lot of seniority teachers and ending up taking over the school, that would be awesome.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that big time.
Principal Chandler.
I'd actually may want to actually go back there and hang out more often.
Yeah.
I got Monday and Tuesday, and I got weekday afternoons free.
I've heard that Chandler's actually supervising not just Sci-Fi Club, but a new board game, like a board game club too.
They probably
to segregate the Dungeons and Dragoners.
Well, I'm guessing they may have turned into an official group, and then they probably just got absorbed.
Yeah.
So really, probably nothing changed. It's pretty much what we were when in high school, except that we were only 3 or 4 people, and we weren't actually a real group.
Yeah. They've also done work with the Power Armor. You remember that project? The project I started right before I finished.
The question is, who gave them permission to touch that shit? That's all our stuff. Who gave them permission to touch our power?
They've done good with it. They turned the helmet into something really cool looking.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it in person and not just on Chandler's phone.
But too.
Who knows? Maybe once it starts up, I'll come visit after, I don't know, nearly 4 years of not being in that school.
We can never escape Melrose High School.
No, when they say you were part of the Sci-Fi Club of Melrose High School, chances are you're always part of it.
It's a life commitment. Except you can't divorce 23 years later.
Yeah. So, pretty much, this episode is me apologizing, and,
the catch-up, I guess?
Yeah, catch-up on what we've been doing, and...
Well, more correctly, what we haven't been doing.
Yeah, but where life has taken us, and...
Like the long and ever-so-long journey through the catacombs of depression, and anxiety, and stress, to the high rolling hills of serenity and peace, to the blue skies of the future.
And that's for Rich, maybe two or three more blackouts since the last episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to say I have never blacked out since that night.
That's good.
Proud of myself.
Let me have you been too scared to drink that much again, haven't you?
Yep. You got it.
Yeah, I wish my sister was like that. You blacked out like three times. Usually, once you black out the first time, you're usually too afraid to drink that way again.
Yeah. That's what happened with this guy.
Yeah. But
then again, I don't even do it. I don't. There's no one within my friends. There's no money, so we can't.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we substitute it for other things. But, you know, hey, it's decriminalized.
Yep. Something. Yep. Oh, yeah, we, supplement it with other stuff.
We've had fun.
Yeah.
We've had fun in our own ways.
Mm.
I really don't know what I've been doing these past, like, 7 months. I mean, there was the end of school that year. There was Anime Boston. But that's all shit that will be covered later, so I don't want to go into it again. Summer... I took a road trip to Pennsylvania. And went to the town that inspired Silent Hill.
Nice.
That was fun. At night, with the one flashlight. Brilliant! If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, it's the city, not the city, because there's only like five people living there. The town of Centralia, in Pennsylvania. The site of this, it's like 250-year going, or some really long underground mine fire that's still going on to this day, and like the ground itself smoked. It's like America's version of Pripyat and Chernobyl, except it's not nuclear and it's like sulfur gas mines. It's pretty fucking creepy when
killed
you go in
all the inhabitants when it started happening, didn't it?
No, they all left except for like, well, they were forced out of their homes except for like five people who still live there. It's literally five people.
Mm.
It's pretty crazy, but they still have town meetings, which is the funniest thing. They have a working municipal building where they hold weekly town hall meetings.
Wow, so the town's still technically alive.
Technically, although you're not gonna find it on any roadmaps, I believe.
Probably not.
Yeah,
I doubt it gets much state funding.
No,
if at all.
It's pretty fucking scary there at night.
I bet.
But, yeah.
Considering the ground at any moment could probably actually cave in up beneath your feet.
Or explode in a giant fireball and then you're to death. Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. Absolutely right. But that's the risks I take.
Yeah.
Okay,
next trip, Chernobyl.
Absolutely. That was just the beginning. What else did I do this summer? I just hung out with my girlfriend all summer. I didn't really do anything.
Mm.
Watched some anime. Not much.
Yeah, I've recently caught up on all the anime from the summer season that I've neglected.
Yeah.
God.
There's a lot of anime I'm neglecting.
Yeah. You know how I keep bragging about how I finished Legend of Galactic Heroes, which was a 110 episode series?
Yes.
I think I doubled that just catching up with all the anime I was...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I've been collecting the DVDs for the original Gundam at this certain DVD store that I'm not going to name because I don't want anybody else going there and getting the other volumes because they're all mine and I've hidden them in the back in certain places so that I know where they are.
You do realize they're re-releasing the...
You know, I did realize that about a week ago. Like they're making like a box set of the original and I'm a little pissed.
With both the English and Japanese dialogue.
Well, they had that in the DVDs.
No, the original DVDs only had English.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, who the fuck's gonna want to listen to the original Japanese dub to the original?
This bastard. The original Char voice was Smexy.
The English Char voice was even better. Michael Kofsky, dude.
Yeah, he's definitely a good Char. Definitely. They're
the best Char.
Yeah, he a bit lacking in Char's counterattack, but still good.
That one doesn't count though, because they made Char silly in that one.
Mm.
It wasn't the shower that I knew grew up with. Something changed.
Yes, and he was his different. Name. He went from Char to
Quattro. You know, goddammit, Zeta ruins everything. Why couldn't they have just ended Gundam at the original one?
They did in the novel.
That's true. Yeah, because Amuro died halfway through in the novel, didn't he?
At the end, the Ibaoku. Oh. He got shot in the back by a Dawn pilot who didn't realize the war had just ended.
LOL.
He didn't get the ceasefire in time, and he shot Amuro in the fucking ass.
They should have did that in the anime. I think that would have been a really cool ending.
That would have been cool.
That would have been such, like, that would have been such a stronger ending to that.
Yeah. Also considering the fact that after that, Char joins and gets the Gundam.
Yeah, and paints it red.
Yes. Yeah, but, oh well.
Yeah.
We're gonna be getting the new Gundams, well, not really new Gundam, it's a new DVD box set of the original Gundam series. Turn A Gundam has actually gotten a release date.
Really?
Sometime this year.
Didn't they say that the year they announced it?
No. They just told us that they were doing it.
Coming soon! That's good.
Yeah.
Are they still doing just subs? Or they
yeah, just subs.
Okay. That's what I figured. That's fine.
Hey, I don't care. Maybe next we can get, After we're gonna next, just subs.
Or maybe Double Zeta.
Well, Double Zeta is kind of low down on my list. Even though it's UC, it's kind of weird for the first half.
It may be Universal Century, but it's not anime.
Yeah, animation eye.
Yeah. But it does have the Quinmantha in it, so.
Yeah. It also has Aztec Space Ninjas.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Aztec Space Ninjas?
Yes. Moon Moon.
Hold on, just give me a second to think about what I just heard. you're taking the Aztec, which was an
Indian culture.
An Indian culture down in South America and Central America and Mexico. Putting them in space.
And making them ninjas as well.
Making them Japanese as well with ninjas.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Who worship a broken down service mobile suit.
I'm sorry, I didn't know this was Assassin's Creed 2 in space. This might as well let it be. I'm Ezio, I'm an assassin. Yeah, I'm gonna run across the rooftops like a ninja. I'm Italian, but I don't know that I'm actually Japanese.
Yeah.
Guess who's been playing Assassin's Creed? This guy.
Yep. But yeah, Double Zeta is a bit weird. Thus a little low on my priorities.
Yeah.
I'd actually much rather see the rest of Macross get over here as Macross. I mean, we already have original Macross Zero Plus. I'd like to see Frontier and Seven. Granted, Seven is gonna be a fucking royally fucking hard series to get out with all its fucking song royalties. Because it's a popular band! Firebomber! Oh. Love that band. Wish they were at my Boston this year.
Were they really?
I wish they were.
Oh, you wish?
We did get a singer.
We got that one.
Mari Ijima. Yeah. She was, Min Mei.
Was she part of that band?
Oh, God! Mari Ijima singing along Firebomber. Damn, that'd be awesome.
Enough
said. But, yeah. So, yeah, we got some stuff to look forward to in the coming year.
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope I have money for it.
I don't! Because I don't have a job!
Yeah.
I need a job. Mm. I need money.
I need more work as a photographer.
That's not gonna happen.
Hey, I just did that cancer walk, so that's good publicity for me.
Yeah, were you taking pictures for them?
Yes. Yeah. Hence the three-page contract.
Three-page contract, let's see here. 57 services to be rented. Carson.
I've actually read
$140!
Yeah. And he writes to sell his photos after a year.
Oh, there you go.
Well. So, yeah, I'm getting some work.
Yeah. To start.
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta make sure you don't spend it in all the wrong places and hold on to it and save it.
Wrong places would opening up a second business account for taxes be doing the wrong stuff with it?
No, not at all. Good. Actually the right thing.
Good, because I have to give $30 of of what I'm making from this job to taxes.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Why?
Because they're doing the taxes on this job, so I have to put in income tax.
Damn.
Which is 10%.
Taxes.
Thank you, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, I mean. Because it's definitely going to that wonderful quality MBTA system we have.
You mean the Green Line that has burst into flames with me on it on about 3 occasions now?
Yes, the Green Line that's always late for everything and takes forever to get from point A to point B.
At least it's better than the Red Line.
This is true. This is why I avoid the Red Line at all costs during commuting hours.
I can't. And the last two jobs I've done, I have actually had to take the fucking Red Line past Ashmont.
You had to take the Mattapan High Speed Lane?
Yes! Well, actually, no, this job, the MMR, I got off at JFK. The other job I did, which was tutoring someone, yeah, I had to take that thing. And trust me, if you thought the Red Line is scary, that thing's scarier.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I think it's literally the oldest train system.
Probably.
So, yeah, how about we stop talking about our state and start talking about a topic on the growth of the geek culture over the years?
Growth. Growth. Just let that word just sit there for a second. Growth. Growth.
Okay. Well, we all know that now Comic-Con is probably one of the biggest geek gatherings in the country.
Indeed.
It's where Hollywood comes to pander to, well, us. Now,
well, as PAX, too, for yeah. New Game, so.
Sadly, I couldn't go to PAX East this year because I had to choose between PAX East or Anime Boston.
I wish they didn't do that because I would love to have gone to both.
That or tie them in that if you had tickets to one, you could go to the other.
Yeah. That's going to be weird, though, how they're going to be doing that next year.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I thought they're doing some sort of partnership next year.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, they announced that at the closing ceremonies last year.
I couldn't go, remember. Yeah. I had to go to it.
But they announced that next year for PAX and Anime Boston, there's going to be some sort of partnership. I have no idea what. Oh, I have no idea when.
God, that would be fucking awesome if we could go like that.
It would be cool.
Dude, that would literally double attendance.
Yeah, triple probably. Because I'm sure PAX East already gets, like, double the amount. So.
Tobuscus goes to, I think, almost every PAX convention.
Who cares? That's how I feel about it. I don't even know who that is.
Toby? Toby Turner? Tobuscus?
I don't watch his YouTube videos. I think he's overrated.
I love his literals.
I don't know. I don't like those giant YouTube personalities that everybody follows.
Nah.
I'm totally a hipster like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is way too mainstream for me, guys. Okay. I don't know.
Speaking of mainstream, Freddy W, his recent video, the Gaming Commute, is Game Commute.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, it's being used as a Samsung commercial now.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
And the video came out, like, I don't know, less than a month ago.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. Actually, not bad.
Yeah, but then again, they really didn't have to do much. They just had to, like, cut it down and run it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which is another thing I can go on, the growth of the of nerd culture. You never think that something like that would happen. These two things would happen for a nerd. Someone who is a video game nerd being among YouTube's top channels constantly, and having a nerd who does videos, independent videos for YouTube, get used as commercials.
It's crazy how accepted into the mainstream culture of video games and all that shit has become.
And it's sickening that we still face, like, a lot of hatred as
social discrimination.
Yeah.
And then you got the people who misinterpreted it and try to use it for their own social gains when they're doing it all wrong. I'd like to point out the girls that are like, I'm totally a nerd, I've got the giant big glasses. Yet she has no nerdy interests at all.
No.
I'm a gamer girl. What games do you play? Bejeweled? Where's Waldo? Cell phone games. Aren't I a gamer too?
No. You're a casual gamer.
Not even a gamer. Mm. Those don't count as being a gamer. I don't think they do.
Yeah.
But it's silly.
It really all depends on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And hardcore gaming, like going for shooters, RPGs, stuff like that, we're not the biggest demographic for it anymore.
Sadly.
But I'm just glad that we have companies that still accept us and use us.
Slightly.
Yeah. Well, at least we don't see Bethesda making Farmville.
Give them time. Give them fucking
Elder
time.
Elder Scrolls.
Farmville edition. Give them... I'm calling it right now. Today is Sunday, September 18th, 2011. Calling it right now. In Skyrim, there will be some sort of feature to farm. To open up your own farm and micromanage it. Calling it right now.
Considering we can actually interact and fuck with the economy in that game, that wouldn't surprise me.
I rest my case, then. I rest my case.
But, hell, at least we won't have to, for what I'd really like to see is a game like game coming like Bethesda take its world of, like, Skyrim and all that stuff, Oblivion, and work it into an MMO.
That would be cool. People have been wanting a Elder Scrolls MMO for a very long time.
I mean, it really, the world's expansive enough to just do that. I mean, come on, I've been spending like the past 3 days walking from one end of the Oblivion map to the other. Mm-hmm. I'm still not all the way there.
I mean, the only competition they would have for something like that with an online open world style would be, what, two worlds? And those games sucked.
Yeah.
They'd easily be able to make a successful game out of it, so I don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah, and the fighting system wouldn't have to be changed at all.
No, it works fine at itself.
It'd be a great action MMO.
Mm-hmm.
A great alternative to WoW.
Anything's a great alternative to WoW.
Yeah, Vindictus is actually still a better MMO than WoW.
People still play that game?
I go on every now and then.
Every now and then. Does anybody else play it?
I don't see Kern Allen on it anymore.
That's what I thought. And that's why I never made an effort to get my character back.
Yeah.
Or to make a new character. Because I knew. Because one, Nexon customer support sucks!
Yeah.
They're still giving me emails saying, unfortunately, our ticket value is very high right now, but we have not forgotten about you. We'll give you an update soon. I get an email like that about every other
week.
How
many users do you think actually play?
How many users
Vindictus
actually submit tickets? I've had this ticket open since February. February. You're gonna tell me it takes 8 months to fix something like that? If it's taken 8 months to fix something like a character being deleted by them, then I don't want to play your game anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Even if I do get my character back, ever,
no,
which I doubt I will at this point,
no amount
I'm not gonna
of
play.
Valve special events that gives me headcrab helmets and dual crowbars is going to be enough.
Yeah. No, it's like...
Which I did... Granted, I did get it. I'm the only one of our friends who played that game who beat that event.
Really?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Really the only accomplishment I really have in that game.
I mean, at this point, I would rather go back to Dynasty Warriors Online before going back to Vindictus. I'm so pissed off at Nexon.
Damn.
And as much as I love Dynasty Warriors, Dynasty Warriors Online sucked. Yeah. It was the biggest disappointment ever. I'm so sad that it was so not what I hoped it would be.
But back on... Actually, we can probably shoehorn Nexon's terrible customer support with the fact that even though gamers and geeks are on a rise, a lot of companies still don't think of us as anything other than giant wallets.
That's all companies ever look at anybody.
I know.
Hello, welcome to America.
But at least some companies are giving us decent quality customer support.
Yeah, no, that's true. Some companies do give amazing customer service and actually listen to their fans.
You know,
you got
Bethesda, their games, they're great.
Yeah, well, their games are good. Their customer I mean, I don't know about their customer service and they're listening to the fans because I don't really stay up on top to their community, but,
From what I've been hearing, a lot of little details about Skyrim were implemented by, because of fans, in suggesting stuff.
All right,
thinking it was a good idea.
I'll give them credit.
And the fact that developers are all geeks themselves, so
right,
they know what we
want. I mean, Bethesda's a good studio. They make good games and, you know, if they're gonna be doing stuff like that, then hey, all the power to them. And then you got, you know, I mean, obviously, Bungie. I mean, they've always listened to their fans. They've always, you know, done great stuff.
Yeah. As much as how safe the Halo series is as a game, like, you really... That's like Evangelion. Like,
yeah.
Halo! Money!
Yeah. You slap Halo on it, it's gonna sell.
Yeah. But Bungie was definitely has some good customers.
No, they weren't like, okay, we're gonna make this game, and obviously only because it says Halo on, people are gonna buy it, no matter how shitty it is. They always cared, you know, to the quality of the game that they made, to make sure people were happy about it.
I mean, hell, look at the PC version of Halo.
Yeah.
That game is, in my opinion, actually better than the console version. Mainly because in the first one we had online multiplayer, we had the fuel rod cannon.
We did.
Two games before we could even use it.
Yep. We had a rocket hog.
Yeah.
What else was in that? The flamethrower.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even think there is a version of Halo on the console that has it.
Three and ODST, I believe.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's just not usable in
multiplayer.
Yeah.
I know if you downloaded Custom Edition for Halo Online for the PC, you could fly like longswords, pelicans, and shit like that too.
Mm. So. Which we still can't do in
Well, there is that one Easter egg in Reach. Where you can pilot a pelicans and a phantom. So technically.
Yeah, but you gotta go looking for that.
Yeah, I know. That's to do that is so out of.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't like about Bungie. Their Easter eggs, you really gotta go. You pretty much have to be a game tester to find their Easter eggs, because that's how much.
But nine times out of ten, it's worth the effort. So
yeah, it is.
You know,
getting all the skulls in Halo 2 really make that game really fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, long story short, actually, one more thing about game companies. EA.
As we started with companies that listen to their fans. Always put out quality games and have good customer service. We then come to EA. Electronic Arts.
And it's not just them. EA fans, how can...
Wait a minute. I'm stopping you right there. EA has fans?
Yeah, I have to say
this. Well,
you
so.
Guys
Madden.
Who buy Madden every fucking year. Why? Why? What essentially should just be an update of roster you're paying money, full money for. Why?
Hey, if they want to play football, they gotta play football.
It's the biggest ripoff. I'm surprised it's not actually fucking illegal to do something like this. It's literally highway robbery. You agree with me on this?
I agree and the point of how they don't need it every year. I think they could do every other year a new game, improve it, actually add shit into it, and then
this was a roster update every year.
Roster update, yeah, definitely.
I mean, the fuck, online distribution is at a point where you can do that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure in Madden 10
every 5 years there's a new game element that happens.
Something
and removed,
but I know, like, roster update wise, I'm pretty sure, like, at least in like Madden 10 and 11, from what I heard, they already did like up to the week of the NFL season roster update.
Yeah.
So I don't even know, like, if it's already up to date to like the week. Why do you need a new game? Ah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've only owned one Madden game my entire life, so.
I've only played them. I've never I refuse to buy them.
Yeah, no, I played the shit out. I think it was like Madden 04 or something like that. I played the
That's actually the last time I played.
Yeah. And it was for the original Xbox, and I just played the shit out of it.
I played the PS2 version.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about all sports games. You buy. Yeah. But at the same time, I find myself buying every year edition of WWE games, so I really guess I can't say anything.
Yeah, but at least with the WWE games, they make an effort. From each year, the game doesn't feel the same.
No, it doesn't.
They add new elements. They take away elements.
That's true, yeah.
For the most part, they're just doing a common copy. Also, with WWE games, those games started out, like, unresponsive. Now they are, like, tight games.
Yeah, they are. The newest one that came out, 2011, when I first started playing it, I'm like, oh my god, it's like I'm watching it on TV! It was good.
Compared to the first WWE game that came out, like...
On the N64.
Triangle!
Yeah, it was...
Why aren't you moving yet?
Yeah, it was...
Literally,
you look back and it's
a
like...
A 1 second delay from push the button to actual movement.
Yeah.
That was bad!
Things that THQ got right. the SmackDown series.
Yeah. So yeah. We've been, so yeah, as a fandom, we've grown. Companies are starting to take us more seriously. Socially, it's getting a little hard to determine who's a geek and who's not, but that's also thanks to Hollywood, cashing in on comic books.
Yep, and the geek culture as a whole.
Yeah. Much,
making it mainstream.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is, Sean Connery. I'm the most manliest man ever, and I like sports. But in this movie, I'm gonna play a nerd, because that's, you know, how it works nowadays.
That was the worst Sean Connery. You can tell. You can tell I literally just threw names and objects together for that sentence. Because I didn't plan that one at all.
Yeah, no.
If I was going to do Sean Connery, at least I would have made an effort to make him sound Scottish.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Another thing of companies. Studios.
Studios.
Movie companies.
Movie companies.
Warner Brothers.
WB.
Are you capable of making any other comic book movie other than Batman?
Nope. Because that's the only good DC one. Oh! Wait a minute. That's a lie. Because there's no good DC. Oh!
Dude, I liked the Green Lantern. I was pissed off at that movie.
I could care less for any DC, so I like Marvel.
I am more of a Marvel fan, hence I have the entirety of the Deadpool comic series on my computer, along with almost every comic he's fucking appeared in. Yeah, like a good, I don't know, a good 9 gigs of comics.
There you go.
A lot to go through. And I hope I get it all done by 2014 when Ryan Reynolds reprises the role as Deadpool in a movie where he's actually casted properly, unlike fucking Hal Jordan and Green Lantern.
Yeah, that was,
that was one of the worst miscasts I've ever seen.
He's definitely better in,
He's a wise ass!
Yeah.
Meaning he has to play wise ass characters!
Yeah.
And who else is better fitted than for Ryan Reynolds than the fucking Merc with a mouth? Huh.
He's the perfect Deadpool, that's for sure.
Yeah. And they couldn't even get that right
In Origins,
yeah. Either. They butchered Deadpool in Origins.
Yeah, they did.
Or Deadpool doesn't grow swords out of his arms. Deadpool doesn't shoot lasers out of his eyes. He just has Wolverine's healing factor, a lot of fucking weaponry, and a demented demeanor.
Well, maybe they'll get that right in the actual movie.
Considering it's being done by Marvel Studios, who at this point has been making good comic book movies.
What do we have to worry about?
Not really much. No, we really don't have to worry about much. Well, we had a little bit of a disruption, so
we decided to move the recording outside to the scenic views of Nick's backyard after a drink break.
Yes.
Because we all love Arnold Palmer.
Mm. Too bad we're not popular enough to get sponsored by Arnold Palmer yet.
Oh, that'd be great.
Though we are, we do have some associates.
We have associates?
Yeah, if you haven't looked at the blog in, like, last 4 months.
I looked at it 5 months ago.
Yes,
before it.
A new online store called 45 Fresh.
I think I heard about that. I got an email from them talking about partnership shit one day.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is
this? Well, so they actually got so all the emails that we've mentioned on the blog and podcast before were probably hit up. Because we got a link to them up on the blog. Please go to,
What type of services do they do?
They're like what, Tokyo Kid was.
Oh, okay, cool.
They're a specialty store.
Was.
Tokyo Kid's going out of business.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
That's good.
That entire group on Facebook, they're like, just talk to the guy who runs the place. He doesn't have any plans of closing down anytime soon, guys. And everyone's like, oh, let's change the name of the group to We Love Tokyo Kid. Yeah! And that's when I left the group. Because they were all weeaboos anyways, and half of them were from my school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got roped in going to one of those mixers with them. That was weird.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Don't do it again.
No, I won't. Well, I don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm not single anymore.
There you go.
I have a girlfriend that likes anime. First one in so fucking long. And she's not a weeaboo this time.
That's good.
Oh, God. Yeah. When we rag on weeaboos, we're not ragging on them for just hate. We pretty much all have our stories that makes us hate. Me, I dated a girl who literally said desu at the end of each sentence.
It's not even proper Japanese either.
It's not. It's a proper ending for certain words in a feminine-speaking Japanese dialect.
Not necessarily even feminine either.
No, desu is a feminine ending.
Well, when you say
desu ka is the full thing.
I mean, I'm taking Japanese in school now, and I know when we say like a greeting to us and like our name would be like namae wa, and then our name, and then end it with des.
Well, yeah, you'd be you're currently learning the neutered version of the language. It's much easier to learn the neutered and then pick up on masculine and feminine than it is to teach both masculine and feminine at both ways.
Yeah. Okay. It still all looks like squiggly lines to me when I look at hiragana, so...
Oh, you're starting with hiragana?
Yeah.
Wow. This is the first Japanese course I've seen that doesn't start with kanji.
Mm. No, our Japanese teacher said that kanji would be more like...
Later?
Taken to the back seat to everything.
Yeah. Considering it's hardly used?
Yeah.
Hiragana, katakana are usually the main stuff you see. I mean, for the most part, if you see Japanese writing on a package, it's one of the two.
Yeah. Isn't
mainly because pretty much all the Japanese you see on a Gundam box, if you were to write that in kanji,
yeah. It's mostly all hiragana anyways,
it'd be a book.
Right? Yeah. It's mostly all hiragana to begin with, right? And then because katakana is only used for
Western words.
Yeah, foreign-based words, yeah. So it'd be, right. I'm learning! Mm. I'm learning!
What you're learning in class, I picked up from watching tons of anime.
It also helps that my girlfriend took three Japanese classes there, too, so...
That's good, you got someone you can study with.
Well, she forgets most of it anyways, but...
You study, it's gonna come back.
Yeah, no, yeah.
How every now and then I hear some Latin words that I'm like, oh, I remember some of this shit.
Yeah.
Mainly because I passed Latin sleeping through it, and the only reason I passed because I talk like I knew what the fuck I was talking about.
That's all you really have to do with Latin. It's a dead language anyways. Unless you're planning to be the Pope anytime soon, I don't think you need to learn it.
No.
Then again, I don't know. Are you planning on being the Pope anytime
soon? No, and I'm not planning on being a chemist either.
Alright then.
Which are the only two... Only science and religion still use Latin. Mm. No country uses it as its primary language.
But what does this have to do with anime?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
We just spent about a good 15 minutes talking about shit that has nothing to do about what we're talking about. I know it started somewhere, but I guess that's just why we do our things we do. We rant.
Mm.
We go off on shit.
Yeah, that's probably the main reason why we're popular.
I hope so. I hope we're popular.
We were.
Were. Were. Nowadays, who knows? But hey, we're back and we're gonna give it another
shot. But those people who stayed with us, those are our real fans.
Mm-hmm. All two of them.
I'd much rather have that too than 1,000...
It's us. We're the only two.
Well, not really me. I don't even download the shit on our podcast anymore because I don't have iTunes anymore. And for some strange reason, Zoom doesn't accept our RSS feed.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Why don't you download them off that website
that
we have them all hosted up on?
Well, if I want to listen to our website, I'll just go to the blog that has everything, every episode that's up to stream.
There's also that, too.
It also has every episode archived.
Yep, that's true.
So as we delete episodes, I put episodes up. Because I am not paying for hosting for a fucking free podcast.
Yeah.
I already pay $100 a year for hosting when it comes to my website.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Go, Daddy.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, they gotta pay for the commercials with the pretty ladies on them.
Yeah.
That aren't even that attractive to begin with.
No, they're not.
They never are.
They really should take a page from geek fandom, considering geeks are usually the people who are running those IT servers.
Yeah. But then again, if they did that, they'd do it wrong. They'd dress them as green alien ladies and think, oh, that's what they want. They want the aliens, right? No. No, no. No.
We'd rather see the girl from Tron Evolution.
Olivia Wilde?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Did I say Tron Revolution?
That's the third one coming out, isn't it?
There's a third one coming out?
There is a third one coming out.
Wow. That's...
Right? They're destroying...
Last time we had to wait 20 years
before
we got...
They're destroying every series nowadays with sequels.
Tron Legacy wasn't that bad.
No, it really wasn't. I never saw... Well, I can't say anything because I never saw the original, but I did like Tron Legacy.
Yeah. It was a nostalgia-based product.
Yeah.
It was meant to... But it also added some new stuff.
One thing's for sure, it would not have been good as it was if Daft Punk was not in.
Daft Punk's music made that movie. Yes, it did. But then again, you needed some type of techno-type music for a game.
They should have Deadmau5 do the next one. Oh my god!
Which I will be seeing next month.
I'm spinning in my chair after that thought.
Yes. I have to print my Deadmau5 ticket soon.
You might want to do that. Yeah, it's next month, isn't it?
Yep.
Lucky bastard.
I think the 13th. I'm going on the 13th.
Lucky bastard.
Well, if you guys did what I did and actually bought the tickets...
Yeah, I didn't have money for that, though.
Yeah.
And those tickets went on sale, what, months ago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's okay. I'm going to see two of my favorite bands later on this year.
Mm.
I'm going to see Five Finger Death Punch and Rev Theory, hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. Two favorite bands.
Yep. Another thing about how geek culture has evolved. We've evolved into music, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, music is just...
Nerdcore rap. Nerdcore.
There is nerdcore rap.
If Corey was here, that would be his specialty to talk about right now. I wish he was here for that.
Nerdcore rap?
I can't even say it.
I don't listen to any rap, so I can't say anything about nerdcore.
I've heard a little bit of it, and it's good. It's good. I've heard a couple of Halo raps. It's good. I'm trying to remember the group that Corey listens to a lot, and they're really good. It's like something future, something robots.
Hmm.
Hyper. It's like hyper future. I don't want to say. I think it's like hyper sex robots or something. I don't even know. Mm. It's hyper something future.
It sounds
something.
Familiar.
Yeah, but they're good.
Yeah.
But even then, like, I mean, you've got bands doing songs about that shit. I mean, you've got major
big
bands.
Name bands doing stuff for games. Game.
Yeah. I mean, hello, Rock Band, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Just
how many
start.
Versions of Evangelion's opening, Cruel Angel Thesis, is on Guitar Hero 3's download point?
You mean the World Tour created?
Yeah.
Game? Yeah. I haven't played those games in forever.
Dude, seriously, there are so... From what last time I checked, there were like... Over, like, about 500 versions of that song for that.
And speaking of Deadmau5 in video games, for Christ's sakes, the guy plays fucking Minecraft.
Yeah, he does.
Which I believe the new patch came out not too long ago, 1.8.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it came out like last week or something, which I need to play. I need to play it.
I honestly prefer Terraria over Minecraft.
Another game that none of us play a lot together anymore.
Well, we'll have a hard time considering Kurt with his computer lost.
That's
he
true.
Lost all the shared worlds.
Oh.
Meaning all the items you stupidly trusted into worlds that they were logged on his computer are gone.
Oh, that's like all of them. Oh.
I was smart and grabbed all my shit and brought it to my own world.
I never had my own world.
Ouch.
I'm never playing Terraria again. Hello, Vindictus. You have a new friend. His name is Terraria.
Well, you still have all your equipped items.
Oh, okay.
That's logged on your. That's saved on your computer.
Okay.
You just any item you left in like Side 3, shit world.
Like, stuff left as in, like, stuff that's,
left in chests.
I never had anything in chests, then.
Oh, then you're good.
All the items that I needed and cared about were in my inventory or equipped.
Okay, that's good.
So I'm all set?
Yeah, you're all set.
Woo! Okay, cool.
Unlike Kurt, who lost everything.
Fuck you, Kurt! I still have all my items.
His character, his world.
That's horrible.
Everything.
So bad. Steam doesn't back that shit up?
Terraria is not a cloud-based thing.
That sucks.
Neither is his Witcher files, his Witcher 2 files, his Oblivion files. Yeah.
Shit. Wow.
All his local games.
Shit.
Gone.
Pretty much every... Like, now that I'm thinking about it, he relies on his computer for everything. And all of his information
is gone.
And it got destroyed. Oh, man.
You figured he wouldn't work on that computer.
Do you think he wouldn't have done that so that it would have happened?
Yeah.
When you're tiptoeing around landmines, you gotta make sure you don't drop a rock next to you or else you're gonna go...
Yeah.
But hey, you gotta learn somehow, right?
And in Kurt's case, he's gotta remember to have the power plug next to him the minute something goes wrong when he's doing a program.
And learn how to demagnetize.
Yeah. God, I feel bad for him.
No, that sucks.
I really do.
His luck has been pretty shitty.
Yeah, it really has. His phone goes shitter, then when he gets a new phone, his computer goes kapoo.
What's gonna happen once he finally gets his computer back up?
He'll get shot in the head! That's what I'm calling.
I'm sure he's probably already claimed that. That's happened before already. Yeah. I've gotten shot twice, I'm sure you have.
You realize he's gotta hear that, right?
Yeah, I know. And not a single fuck was given.
This is my cup of fuck. Oh, look, it's empty.
Look at all the fucks that I give. Look at them. Look at all the fucks that I give.
Why can't I hold all this not give a fuck?
Look at all the fucks that I give. You know what? You can't see all the fucks that I give because there's no fucks that I give.
Oh, man, we just referenced, like, 6 different, 4chan reaction photos. Yeah, no one can see that.
I wish they could. Yeah. Oh, why can't we have video?
Because video is a lot larger.
We gotta remake our YouTube account. Switch it over from the other thing, which will not be named. We should start throwing out videos as well.
We can throw out videos on my account, which is still technically,
Why didn't I think of that? You already had an account. Yeah. Dumb me.
With growing subscriber count at this point now.
How many are we up to now? Or how many are you up to now?
800 and almost 200 now.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. Not bad for a small channel.
That's true. Small. Tiny Picante from Kenya.
Dude, I really just put videos up through my webcam.
Yeah, I know.
I pretty much stopped recording using my camcorder or my camera and actually editing.
Well, we should start using those for group things.
Yes, those will be the only time I use my Adobe Premiere.
Fortunately, we're never going to be able to get a group together to do it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, but us two may be the only people you hear from for a very long time.
Yeah.
Which means you may have to get used to this quality of blind ranting and not talking about anything.
Yeah, because without Kurt telling us to get the fuck back on topic, we'll just go on for a while.
Yeah.
Like we are now.
Yeah,
if you don't remember,
we've got a half
of today's episode.
We sure as hell don't.
Culture.
We sure as hell don't. I don't remember anything. Woo. I'm sober right now too.
Yeah. Unless they started putting liquor in Arnold Palmer's
or THC.
Even ingesting THC really doesn't do that much. At least not for me.
It takes a couple hours, trust me. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's math.
That's
as long as they, as long as we're not being caught with possession, it's
possession with the intent of distributing?
Yes, over an ounce.
And that's why I love Massachusetts.
Yep. Everything else is a little $100 fine.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, our topic.
Pirate some more?
How about them Skyrims?
Actually, yeah, Skyrim was looking pretty good at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm liking a new leveling system where you actually can be proficient in everything if you use it. So yeah, you pretty much get started with all the basic skills, and what skills you use are the ones that level up.
Yeah.
So even a pretty much a Nord user like me could probably be proficient in magic. If Nords were any good at magic, which they are not.
Nope. They never will be.
But it's okay, as long as... Oh wait, no, in Skyrim I won't have my arena to show my guts.
Well, you know, I'm sure they're gonna have some sort of arena system.
Dude, the arena's in the Imperial City.
They're gonna have some sort of equivalent. It'll be like some sort of like black market underground or something.
Yeah, probably.
Like they can't not have an arena type system.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm almost a gladiator class in the actual arena in Oblivion.
I completely beat the arena in Oblivion. Mm. I do the weekly battles against creatures. Beat everyone. I still actually have to finish the main quest line to Oblivion. I never beat it.
Has anyone?
Oh, I'm sure somebody has.
Oh, yeah.
Someone. Just one person.
Yeah. But someone with who has very little imagination of what they can do and what is essentially a sandbox RPG. Yeah.
That's what I was like when I first started playing it. I was only doing the main quest line and really nothing else. And I'm like, maybe I should hold off here for a second and, like, do some of the stuff and explore a bit. And then
you realize that
2 years later,
the actual game of this game isn't on the
I finally learned how to Elder Scrolls. Nice. I did it.
Yeah. I'm currently an apprentice in the Fighters Guild, since I'm working on a new character.
Yeah. I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed. My girlfriend got me into it about a month ago or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in love with that. I'd go gay for Altair. Too bad he can't fucking swim.
No, he can't. He's not Ezio.
Nope. And even then, Ezio's Ezio.
Yeah.
But I like his cape.
Mm.
Fucking Leonardo da Vinci, man. Leonardo da Vinci. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Games I've been playing is... Games I've played are pretty much just... playing...
Have you been even playing any games?
Elder Scrolls. Some Terraria every now and then.
Man. And I haven't played Steam games in a while.
I really only play Steam games.
Yeah.
And getting back my first-person shooters controls for when Battlefield 3 comes out, I've been playing a bit of Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Again... Getting my reflexes back.
Yeah. All right, because you never got Bad Company 2, did you?
Yeah, I wish I did.
That was a good game. Well, it was.
Because then I could have actually worked more as Recon, which will probably be my chosen class.
You could probably pick it up for cheap nowadays. We still play it.
Yeah.
You know, I think actually we were going to be playing it later on tonight. But, I mean, we still play
really it. I don't have the spare cash.
Yeah, no. Yeah, neither do I. I haven't been able to buy it. The last game I bought was Dinosaur Wars Gundam 3.
Yeah. I mean, after my birthday, I might grab it.
Mm. I think at that point, Battlefield 3 will be so close.
Yeah.
Just wait till Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
There'll be other games till then.
Okay. Yeah, maybe use a... No, there's no way I am fucking spending money on the console version of Skyrim. Right. I will wait until I have a computer that can play it on PC.
Mm. I don't really have a choice.
Yeah. I mean, with Battlefield 3, since all of our friends are going to be playing it on the Xbox, I'm just going to get it for the Xbox.
Yeah.
That, and I really don't give a fuck about a first-person shooter all that much.
Yeah.
I like playing first-person shooters on...
Consoles.
Yeah. Although I did not like playing, I played, at a friend's place, I played Team Fortress on console.
Ugh.
Did not like that. No. Team Fortress is something you need to play on a PC.
Yeah.
Which is another thing I've been playing a bit of. I alternate between three classes: Scout, Pyro, and Demo. Uh-huh. I'm either a black drunken Scot throwing grenades around, a smothered-faced pyrotechnic maniac, or what I am now, a wisecracking Bostoner.
Need a dispenser here. Need a dispenser here. Need a dispenser here. Need a dispenser here. Need a dispenser here.
Oh, God.
Need it? No.
They really got that character down right.
Yeah.
If they wanted to make a fucking annoying self-Bostoner, they...
All they did was watch, like, fucking Good Will Hunting and then base a character off of somebody from there.
Yeah. And ramped up the assholeness of like, three...
Give him a baseball bat.
Or a mackerel.
Bonk!
I tend to use the holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel?
Yeah. Mainly because it's very, very humiliating to get hit by a fish.
I just find it funny that it's called holy mackerel. Like the phrase, holy mackerel. Yeah. Holy mackerel! That's an old person say.
Holy mackerel! I just got hit by the holy mackerel! Yeah. The Sandman's also a pretty nice bat.
Mm.
You can... hit a ball, if it hits the person from how far away, they could get stunned.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah. And for the pyro, I have the greaser, which is a really nice flamethrower.
Yeah.
Needless to say, since I don't play all that much, I don't have all that many items.
Yeah.
But I really don't give a fuck.
It's free.
Yeah, I was one of the people who bought it before it became free.
What'd you get? Just a hat, pretty much?
Yeah, we got a helmet.
Cool.
Proof of purchase.
That's funny. Well,
I do have to feel bad for anyone who gets that game after it became free.
Why is that?
Because the game was already on the decline when I started playing.
Oh, man. I know, it must be horrible now because everyone just plays it the fuck around now.
Yeah. But it's still probably a better game than Brink.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Any game's better than Brink.
Yeah. Because what Brink is a class-based first-person shooter. Trying to match up to Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a serious sci-fi-ish one.
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, the hype for that game. If we're all gonna get Brink, guys, we're all gonna get Brink and we're gonna play it. What? Yeah, 2 days later, huh?
Instead of, yeah, when I was thinking of getting Brink, you know what game I got instead? What? Crysis 2. I preferred it.
I'd get Duke Nukem Forever before I get Brink.
Actually, I'd probably get Brink before Duke Nukem. I played a little bit of Duke Nukem Forever. Man. I got it on Netflix.
The demo, so.
I got it on Gamefly.
Yeah.
Those console controls, man. Those console controls.
I know, it's probably better on the PC.
No.
No?
The controls are, but the rest of the game isn't.
Yeah. What do you expect after 14 years?
Yeah.
Sometimes, not everything ages like wine.
Yeah. Duke Nukem aged like bad cheese.
The fuck?
Yeah.
So about our topic, I think we
murdered the topic.
I think anything we were gonna say about it, we have said, and I think at this point we're just burning time. Look,
yeah, the
we could probably cut it off here.
The fandom has grown. It still has room to grow.
Yeah.
Companies should actually start talking with us.
Yeah.
Blizzard, please start listening to your fans.
Blizzard, please stop existing.
Oh, no, I want Blizzard to exist because I want to. Because I wouldn't mind getting StarCraft Ghost sometime.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, I know. That's never going to happen. I would have said that was as likely as Duke Nukem Forever coming out, but.
That actually came out.
That actually came out.
But this is what Blizzard's going to pick up the envelope that has everything in StarCraft Ghost and just be like, hey, John, what's this? No, what's it called?
StarCraft Ghost. It was supposed to be a first-person shooter based off of StarCraft.
Does it have anything to do with WoW? No. Okay, well, I'll just throw it away.
Or StarCraft 2.
Yeah. And then they just throw
it away. Oh, no, better yet. Diablo 2, which is actually going to make you pay for items.
You mean Diablo 3?
Yeah, Diablo 3.
We're Blizzard. We suck.
But people... This is how cocky Blizzard gay. WoW is free to play up until level 20.
Really?
Yeah.
I can foresee many low-level people spamming. Those lobbies, man. Those cities must be just low-level people just on there doing nothing.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I never had any intention to play WoW anyways. I'm going to play Old Republic. Enjoy it thoroughly.
Once I get my computer upgraded enough, I'll be joining that The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're signed up on the clan and everything, right?
Yep.
The new website and all that stuff?
I'm not sure about the new website.
Okay, I'll have to show that to you.
Yeah.
You're on the Facebook group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I already figured out my class and everything.
That's good.
Gonna go Sith Inquisitor. Not sure if I'm gonna go Assassin or
the other one there.
Wizard.
Yeah, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Sage or whatever.
Yeah, Sith something.
Yeah.
The question is whether I'm gonna go Darth Maul or Palpatine. That's what it boils down to.
Pretty much.
If I'm going to go Stand Away, Lightning Bitches, or Get Close, Swing, 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 Lightning Bitches.
Either way, there's lightning.
Yes, and either way, there's a lot of DPS.
Yeah.
That's kind of just me. Anytime I play any type of online game, I am usually the DPS, damage per second.
Yeah.
If I can't slash you or hit you multiple times from a distance, I ain't gonna bother.
Yeah.
It's all about that combo.
Well, I think at this point we could probably wrap it up here.
Yeah, wrap it up.
I mean, there's only so much we can rant about, and I'm sure we could rant on for many more hours, but I think for the sake of our returning episode here after our months...
The shorter, the better, because...
We've still got a lot of material we gotta throw out there.
Yeah.